Proclamation number 5641, dated the March 31st, th 1953. Confusion during the last days. Truth. My love will truly not leave those of you who want to be active according to my will, who entirely voluntarily have taken on the task and are thus working for me and my kingdom. After all, you children of this earth should bear in mind that the time of the end has come and that therefore all possibilities will be exhausted for the salvation of erring souls. Wherever I know there is a person who can still be won over for the kingdom of life, I will use those means which promise to be successful, and these are not always the same means because every person reacts differently to them. But my working is nevertheless recognizable, for the objective is and always remains the direction of will towards me, hence everything that demonstrates guidance to me, to faith in me as the Creator and Father of eternity, has to be regarded as a means used by me. It merely is not the same with every person. You must know that unbelief, the denial of me myself, is always the proof of affiliation with my adversary, who will at all times actively strive to keep me at bay from people, thus to prevent their return to me. Consequently, where it is clearly obvious that I myself am made accessible to people as God and Creator of eternity, it cannot be my adversary's work. The work for me and my kingdom will always be recognizable there. However, anyone who carries out such work will also always draw people's attention to my commandments of love. And that, in turn, is a sign as to which spirit dominates, because my adversary will never admonish and inspire the love which will dethrone himself, which will deprive him of his followers. The end is near, and there is great confusion among people, which is my adversary's intention again, who slips in wherever it is possible for him, whose first endeavor is to undermine the truth, to extinguish the light which should illuminate the path for people. And he finds many opportunities to cast shadows upon the rays of light, yet he will not be able to extinguish the light, for its radiance will be too bright and will dazzle him, so that his activity will be exposed and will remain unsuccessful. For once the desire for me has been awakened, where a person's thinking and striving applies to me, where I am called upon in spirit and in truth, my strength of love will also flow over and fill the human being's heart. And it recognizes the eternal love, the Father, and unreservedly surrenders to him. And this surrender of will is all I require of you, who want to serve me. Then all your thoughts, intentions and actions will be right, then you will be endowed with my strength and you will be living representatives of my teaching, you will only be able to speak according to my will and thus also know the truth. Amen.